is it that when people enter more and more into science, they become more and more atheistic? There have been many surveys done about this, and overall it has been found that among the scientific profession, there are the number of people who are believers and the number of people who are non-believers. It's more or less same, at 50%. Stephen Jay Gould was a scientist. He said that science can be made compatible with belief in God. It can be made compatible with disbelief in God, both ways. So if that were not true, he says 50% of my colleagues would be crazy. See, science is a tool for acquiring knowledge. And it doesn't look for ultimate questions. So the problem comes when people don't recognize the jurisdiction of science. So when people think that through science I can answer all questions, then it becomes a problem. But there are scientists themselves who recognize that actually science cannot answer all questions. Science simply looks for material explanations for material phenomena. That is the essential methodology of science. We look for material explanations for material phenomena. Now, whether there are some non-material phenomena or not, or there is some non-material explanation or not, that is simply beyond the jurisdiction of science. It's like, I'll give an example to illustrate this. Suppose somebody throws a fishing net into a pond to catch fish, and the fishing net has holes of 1 inch by 1 inch. Then all fish that are smaller than the size of 1 inch by 1 inch, they will all slip out. Even if that person keeps the fishing net there for 1,000 years, they will never catch a fish that is smaller than 1 inch by 1 inch in size. So similarly, science, it casts a net at the world, at the universe, to catch knowledge. But the net that it casts, that net looks primarily for material explanations for material phenomena. So non-material explanations slip out. Now, whether the scientific net has to be materialistic or not, that's an issue of discussion which can be done. But science should also be open-minded, science should also look for non-material explanations. That is true. And that is a different discussion. But the way science functions right now in the world, it looks for material explanations for material phenomena. Now, Srila Prabhupada was very critical when people believed science's answers to ultimate questions. So, if people believe because of science there is no God, because of science there is no soul, Prabhupada would strongly criticize science for that. But as far as science itself is concerned, inherently, that it doesn't. So, if one goes deeper into science, then I think it's Blaise Pascal who said that a little of science, a little drink of science takes one towards atheism. But immersion in science brings one back to God. Brings one back to God. So, in that sense, it is possible if one does science and uncritically gets enamored by science. Adopt not just the scientific methodology, but the scientific worldview. The methodology is to look for material explanations for material phenomena. But the worldview is to think that there is nothing non-material existing only. So if one moves from the methodology to the worldview and uncritically accepts that worldview, then people will become atheistic. But there have been many great scientists who have been theistic. In fact, most of the pioneers of modern science were theistic. And even now there are theistic scientists. So the important thing is to not get enamored by this worldview that science is offering us. The methodology is something which we may use where it is necessary. Does that answer your question?